34 past the hour. Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Good morning.
This morning's edition on Air America Radio. Boy, what a day it's been already, Riley. It feels like we've covered a lot of stuff. You know, Max Cleland's coming tomorrow. That should be. Well, we're going to be on the phone with him, I believe. In just a few minutes, my buddy Jack Boulware, one of the great travel writers of his generation and one of the great seekers of interesting stories, will be with us. But right now on the phone, it looks like we've got a call. You know, since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. And on the phone once again is Planet Push correspondent Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Good morning, Mark. God's got a speed limit. And you were doing 90,
okay.
Son.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Seems to my deed.
Okay. Look, hey, buddy, I never thought I'd say this, but let's talk about the Ten Commandments.
Oh, when you say things like that, I can tell you're taking baby steps toward the Lord.
Oh, no.
Let go. He'll catch you.
No. I'm sure he will. All right. Look, the Supreme Court's been debating whether it's legal to display the Ten Commandments in public buildings or on public grounds.
Isn't that hogwash, Mark?
What?
It's not only legal, it's mandatory in the Sturch.
The Sturch?
Church, state, Sturch, learn it, use it.
Oh,
okay?
God. Yeah,
how could it not be? The Ten Commandments are a memo directly from God's HR department.
Come on.
Priority one, top of the inbox. Come to my office.
Wait a minute.
The
Constitution says there should be no state-sponsored religion, my friend.
Well, technically, yes, but when you have a church like we do, it's actually a religion-sponsored state.
No, come
on.
That's
a totally different idea.
Come on.
The founding fathers thought of America as one big faith-based initiative.
Come on. Lawton, displaying the Ten Commandments in public buildings is imposing one set of religious ideas on everyone else, and that is not what the Founding Fathers had in mind at all.
Why are you so threatened by the Ten Commandments,
Mark? I am not threatened by them, Lawton.
Oh, yeah, you don't sound like it at all. But why don't you read them to us? Folks out there, I think, will get a lot out of this. You know, the tone of this program is elevating all the time.
I'm not going to do this. I'm not. All right. All right, I will. All right, I'll show you. They don't scare me. One, thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Well, no one likes to be second, but you Democrats should all know how that feels.
All right, I see where this is going, kinda. Two, thou shalt not make for thyself any graven image.
Well, that's worshiping statues of cows and Buddhas and what have you. Basically, all of Asia breaks this one.
No, wait a minute. All right, here's thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain.
I saw your stand-up act, Mark. You might want to take a long look at this one,
no,
my friend.
Why am I doing this, man? Remember the Sabbath to keep it holy.
No working on Sunday. For NFL football, and they're doing the Lord's work.
Oh, yeah, wait a minute. All right, honor Sunday. Thy father and mother.
Now, that's an endorsement of President Bush's Social Security plan.
Wait a minute.
It's right there in the Bible.
Come on.
I can't argue with that. These are commandments.
All right. Thou shalt not kill. Wait. Hello? Nothing?
Well, that's not one of the important ones.
What? What is that? All right. Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Bill Clinton. Next.
Wait a minute. Thou shalt not steal.
That's another endorsement of President Bush's Social Security plan.
No,
two times. The same commandment. Deny that, heathen.
How does that make sense? Or thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor.
Yeah, you know, I live in a gated community with 24-hour surveillance, so that's not really relevant.
No, you're twisting these. You're twisting them. Thou shalt not covet. Oh, my God. Where did that come from?
I want to be Matthew Broderick. I covered his whole life. He goes from Broadway musical comedy to TV to film, whatever he wants. And he's married to Sarah Jessica Parker. It's not fair. He was in The Music Man on this Hallmark channel. 96 John Ballas led the big parade.
Oh, no, he didn't.
110 Cardinals.
Oh, no.
Right behind. I hate you, Matthew Broderick.
All right, buddy. Take it easy. Oh, my God. Lawton, take it easy. We've all broken a few commandments occasionally. It'll be okay, buddy. It'll be all right. Wow. That was a bad one.
You know, just put those commandments right out there on the front lawn of the courthouse.
No.
You know, right next to a big old crucifix and a statue of Ronald Reagan.
Oh, wow. All right. See you later.
Perfect. Whoops.
Bye, Lawton.
God loves you. Thou shalt deal with it.
All right.
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, that was great. Get out of here.
I'll see you.
All right, bye. I'll see you. He says. Oh,
thou shalt deal with it.
I can't tell if we're friends or not sometimes. You know, sometimes it feels like we are, and I'm not comfortable with that.